Podcast Ranger.
All right. So I've been really mean to Emily. Stop it! Every time I want to talk to a certain person, you're there. Not the person I want to talk to, but you know what? Dreamcaster's here. That's great. We got our little spark of courage.
Yay!
You know what? I think I can do the news now. It's okay.
He wasn't expecting him to yell at me.
No one ever expects me to yell. Well, no, these guys...
Yelling at all the girls! Pinkcaster!
I'm loyal and loud. You should know this by now.
I mean, I will yell at you. He's got you there.
That's a good point, actually.
Like, it's fine when you're talking to her. You're looking in, like, the completely opposite direction.
I'm autistic. I don't fucking look people in the eyes.
That's okay.
I'll be, like, looking at Kelly, and I'll be like, I love you. Look, a bird.
I love lamp.
This doesn't
Oh, look at that bird. Guys, dishwasher, no.
Guys, this doesn't
dishwasher,
work in audio.
No. Dishwasher, yes. Anyways.
Lane, you're autistic.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good guy.
Welcome to Extra Extra Cast Ranger. We are down Mr. Northcaster, but Emily Dreamcaster is joining us this week.
And remember, we are never short of Asperger's. On
what
this
the
show.
Fuck,
honestly, I think this is a step up.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm getting the water.
The car's out of here. Alright.
Fuck it. I'm getting the water.
He's flying off like Ultraman. What?
My planet needs me.
Indeed.
Oh, can I start the news since I forgot something last week?
Fine. Is it Ultra
sure.
News?
Yeah, yes.
Ultra All News?
Alright.
Yes. It's quick Ultra News.
Ultra News.
Yeah, it's pretty important.
Yeah. Alright. How about you start doing this and I'll look it up.
Okay, sure.
What's the first story?
Alright, first story is a little bit more info about Kamen Rider X-Aid, the next rider. Apparently there was a casting rumor going around about the main actor.
Oh my god, Tsukasa!
I know, right?
Nah.
So, the rumor is, as usual, take it with a grain of salt, but rumored to be playing the main hero is Ijima Hiroki, the 19-year-old winner of the 2015 Junin Superboy contest. Apparently, this rumor is based on the fact that many actors who became new Kamen Riders were either winners or finalists of Junin Superboy.
Wait. So you're trying to tell me that the main character for a Kamen Rider series is picked by, like, the prettiest looking male?
Wow.
Well, I mean, look at the last few.
So it's like Power Rangers.
That explains a lot, honestly.
Yeah.
I wonder a lot of the... So if Haruto's actor was... No wonder he's so bland.
I was like, he sure wasn't the fuck hired for his acting.
He was a good-looking fucking dude, but bland as shit.
I'm like, he sure as fuck wasn't hired for his acting ability.
So they're hiring, like, what they did with Power Rangers Megaforce. You're hot. Can you act? No? Don't care. You're hired.
The only, just quickly, the only moment from Wizard that I remember that was super funny was just where, like, he has, like, this whole fucking box of donuts, and he's super fucking happy he has these box of donuts. Some guy accidentally knocks into him. He drops his box of donuts on the ground, like, upside down, and they're all on the ground. You just see him for a second go, and he's just about to freak out, and then something happens.
What you didn't know is that wasn't an act. They just filmed that while he was between
Yeah, games. he Haruto's actor really loves donuts.
That wasn't a clip. That was the whole movie.
Would you have reacted in any other way if someone flipped an entire box of donuts?
Exactly.
Yeah, I would have gone nuts about it.
Musically, that is.
Oh, I should have said I would go nuts about it. Fuck. Ruined it!
You ruined the joke. Next news story.
Sorry.
All right, I found the
it's
news
some
article.
Takaru Tsukasa looking right. Motherfucker is X-Aid.
The ultra news that I forgot about last week is that four new Blu-ray box sets were announced.
Oh yay! And they're probably all like $200.
Yeah. The first one is for Ultraman Orb, coming out November 25th.
Third time in a row, Ichi. Good job.
Every week. All right. And then, December 22nd, we have the Ultraman Zerf film box set.
Zerf?
Zerf. Take Earth, but with a Z in front of it.
Zerf?
Zerf?
Zerf.
Welcome to Zerf!
Wow.
In which he's...
Really?
He is the environmental Ultraman who hates dirt.
Does he go joie?
He hates
He goes za!
He hates being dirty.
Zerf.
So he's episode 1 Waterloo?
Yes. And then... January 27th, literally a day before my birthday, Ultraman...
I'm sure that was on purpose.
Yeah, Ultraman Towards the Future, or Ultraman Great, Blu-ray box set, in which that was the first series that was actually made in Australia.
Wow. Ultraman, he's our hero. If he can't do it, great!
And then...
You stay out of this.
And then on March 24th next year, Ultraman Powered is coming out on Blu-ray.
Man, so old.
Again, that was the second series that they did. That was the second series that they did in Australia.
That sounded seductive somehow.
No, that reminded me of freaking Yellow Samurai Ranger seeing fucking the Gold Samurai Ranger. He's so sparkly.
It was supposed to be Jasmine saying, "Your beard is so twisted."
Twist.
Not so fast, Jafar!
But yeah, as I was saying,
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm looking at Aladdin.
Yeah, Ultraman Powered was the second Ultra series made by Australia, and then Tsuburaya was like, fuck it, we're going back. That's all I just wanted to bring up.
Okay.
I'm just now imagining, like, Emily in just Jasmine's slave costume. Just wanted to say how amazingly handsome you are, and then just all of us in the room just.
No, people would actually literally go blind.
No, I
felt gross thinking of myself in that outfit.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm sure you'd
we'll
look
never
fine.
Do that again.
Because I was just like, oh my god, no one has to see that. No.
Just for context, here's the Power Rangers with Jeff Goldblum.
Wait, what?
What?
Oh, yeah, Jeff Goldblum with the Time Force Rangers.
If you're looking at the video version, hopefully that's up.
So time,
make sure
you know, like,
fucking
time,
send that to
Anthony. Time Force.
It's in the message.
Sure, whatever.
That's great.
Moving on.
Insert cell saying some kind of Jurassic Park.
How many
here.
Fucking times are we gonna go over
no,
this
no, no,
shit?
No, nothing in this shot. Apparently there were some shots of the fact that apparently Dark Ghost uses some other icons.
Oh my god, Dark Ghost uses Pythagoras. That's amazing.
And EQ.
EQ.
And Benkei,
oh.
And Billy the Kid, and Nobunaga.
Oh.
A quick question.
Or no. Sorry, these three are the Dark Necrom trio using these three icons.
Oh, that's fucking
so
awesome.
So, Dark Necrom Red uses Benkei, Dark Necrom Blue uses Billy the Kid, and Dark Necrom Yellow uses Nobunaga.
I feel like they missed out using Musashi, Edison, and Newton.
I feel like at the very least, Blue should use Nobunaga, and Yellow should use Billy the Kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they wanted the female Nobunaga.
But yes, it should have been Musashi, Edison, and Robin.
Speaking
or
of Edison, Pythagoras,
you get it.
Did that special ever get subbed?
The Pythagoras? I don't remember.
Not yet.
Neither has the final episode, the Legendary Rider icon series.
I know, it's
event,
fucked up.
You know what, it's
we're waiting
they're
for
not,
next box
they're not movie. Important, so.
Well,
they're pretty important.
We do need to do a special topic about all those eventually.
Well, yeah. I mean, I want to see them, but Subbers, I guess, don't
I've been waiting
important.
For the final episode.
Yeah.
All right.
Next.
So yeah, next. Super Sentai Legend Wars mobile game announced.
Oh, is this like that Conrad game that we used to play, Storm
Heroes?
It might be. I don't think there's any info on how the game actually plays yet, but I just thought it was funny that they're putting out a game called Legend Wars because Kamen Rider already had their Legend War.
Cool.
Funny. Sentai Legendary War.
And apparently if you're one of the... It's a new mobile game coming out, and the game's not yet released in Japan, but if you're one of the first 10,000 users to register, you receive Zuo the World as one of your units.
Ooh, cool.
No release date yet, but it is releasing sometime in 2016 for iOS and Android. I'll probably give it a try.
iPad this shit.
I have an Android.
I'd love to put this game on my iPad, but my iPad crashes every single game I fucking put on it.
Not say anything about what kind of game it is.
It's probably just like an action game.
Yeah.
It's
there's no
tap button to defeat enemy.
By next week, we'll probably have more info on it.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
So, the actor who played Date Akira in Kamen Rider Oz, Hiroaki Iwanaga, apparently just announced his marriage as well as the birth of his son on July 1st. So, let us all join in a hearty round of You Know What to Say. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday.
Fuck you guys.
You didn't prep us for that shit.
I know, but it was obvious.
No, it wasn't.
We're saying happy birthday to birth son.
I thought you were just going to say
God damn it. You fucked it up.
I haven't watched it yet.
That's fine.
Okay, she hasn't watched it.
No, no, that's fine. The rest of you, no excuse.
I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Sorry,
Evan's on his phone.
Yeah. I know the spoiler
already.
Like,
I just give no fucks. Anyways, that. Congratulations, Date. You're gonna be an awesome father.
Yeah,
I
and,
don't know who you are, but you look really cool in that bomber jacket.
He also played Guts in Berserk, apparently.
Oh my god, I hope he calls his son Goto. Even call him Broto-chan.
Just no.
Yes, that was an amazing sub.
I love how Raven's just like tilting his head at that mention of Guts.
What?
Yeah, apparently he played Guts in a live action Berserk, I guess.
Wow.
I didn't even know that existed.
We need to watch this, please?
Mm-hmm.
Well, to be honest, Denno was Rurouni Kenshin, so.
Well, that, yeah, that I know. I wasn't even aware there was a live action. Maybe he's like.
There's like four movies or something now.
I don't know.
Yeah, animated ones. I don't know if he.
I don't know. Look, whoever cares can look it up. Next. Apparently, Ninja is now airing in South Korea as Power Rangers Ninja Force.
Oh, what an original name, Korea. It's
I know,
like,
right?
It's like fucking Train Force, Pirate Force. I don't fucking know.
Spy. Basically, it's whatever the theme is, Force.
But what if they have a repeat theme? What are they going to do?
You know what's funny? Probably Saban was just like, all right, we're going to call our next series Power Rangers Ninja Force. Sorry, Korea already took it. Fuck.
Ninja Steel.
Fuck, they stole it. Steel. Ninja Steel. Good.
Who wrote this? Ryan Steele. Troopers.
But apparently the interesting thing is this is the first Power Rangers series to air in Korea that they didn't skip one that was based on Japanese lore. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like,
yeah,
it's
a
Japanese series, and they skipped over all the other ones that were Japanese.
They skipped over Shikenger.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, super Japanese.
Because Korea.
Yeah.
And then there's yay, they're releasing all the toys. Oh, maybe I can get a cheap Korean Gekiatsu Daio.
But yeah, they South
bad.
Korea did not air Hurricanger, Ninja Storm, Shinkenger, or Samurai. But,
ooh.
The shows were not skipped when it came to merchandising for Gokaiser's Korean run, as Cockranger, Hurricanger, and Shurikanger were given the names Ninja Ranger, Ninja Storm, and Blade Force.
Oh, Blade Force. That's amazing.
Wait, for Shinkenger?
Yeah.
When Gokaiser aired in South Korea, they put out merchandise for the Shinkenger suits,
yeah,
calling them Blade Force.
Why couldn't we have that over here? Power Rangers
Blade
Force.
I don't know if that sounds dumber. I don't know if that's dumber or not.
Rangers Blade Force.
I just did that.
Fuck you, I did better.
No.
Hey, I actually like that show.
It
I thought it was actually pretty cool too.
Alright, moving on.
Marvin Owens!
We got official images of Zordra's Cube Komori, who's actually going to be showing up in
it's
next
a
week's
batarang.
Episode.
A batarang.
Literally, it's a batarang.
Wait, how's it fold?
The edges of the wings fold in and then it like folds into itself again.
What is this?
It's like,
what is this origami?
I was about
bullshit.
To say, what is that origami from Shinkenger? But yeah.
It just looks like a tomahawk.
There already is a
tomahawk.
Alright.
The axe.
At least I got it.
No, like, I got it.
Tomahawk.
Alright.
So after this, it's the whale back, right?
I don't know if that's the
no,
one to
no,
come immediately
still,
after,
still
but the whale is going to be Red's next power up.
Yeah.
Condor's in the movie.
You're a movie.
You're. You know what? Next news topic.
That's right.
Kamen Rider Ghost and Spectre icon.
Yes,
oh
we already
gosh.
Talked about this.
Amazon Japan posted a listing for the Ghost official TV soundtrack, and its limited edition comes with this icon that is half Ghost and half Spectre.
Wait. What does it come with?
The limited version of the soundtrack comes with the DX or a Spectre Ghost icon. And it plays both sounds in the driver.
Oh, basically it plays Ghost's chime first, and then Spectre's chime. Because I have the sound.
Oh, so, great, we're going to get awesome Ghost songs like... God, it's so fucking tiring hearing that song.
In case you haven't heard...
I'm actually... The one thing I'm curious about this icon is whose standby chime does it play?
Oh, it plays.
Oh, I think it actually goes Bachi
no,
Mio.
That would be awesome.
No,
oh, that's cool.
It does Takaru's.
Damn it!
Oh yeah,
lazy fox.
I think only because a few. Oh yeah, I watched Keizo's review of the Zero Spectre icon. It just does Spectre sounds.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like
it's
a purple icon, and then when it does Spectre's chime, it glows blue, so it looks really bad. But
damn it.
Honestly, the Zero Spectre icon is pretty fucking cool looking.
Again, I still like the Twitter picture that Takaru
did. Oh, just the fusion dance?
Yes.
That was amazing.
Do the stupid song icon.
I would love to see what this actual half or a half specter like looks
watch
like
it,
as a
series
form.
Finale. Who are you? I'm from the future. Just pulls
a Kiva.
Yeah, man.
Oh god, now I want to see that freaking just half or a half specter.
Yeah.
All I can think though is all I want to do is see a giant rider.
Giant rider.
A fusion rider. All I want to
be see giant
is
riders,
for you to
you got J and
R. Fusion rider.
All right, moving on.
All right, got enough.
So,
oh, they're so cute.
Wait, they're real?
At the end of this week's episode of Zoolander, we see Misao making little plush dolls of the four humans. Turns out they're actually releasing those.
Actually, they were shown off like a few months
that
ago.
That Leo is so fucking adorable.
Oh yeah, from that episode where they got turned into dolls by the hunter dude.
Yeah, because
no, but that was their human forms.
Well, no, it's like
oh yeah,
I mentioned these when we were talking about like the platypus. Like
yeah, no. We knew they were a thing. Just now they're official release images of them.
So each of these dolls will be released separately at a cost of 1620 yen and will be available July 30th.
What's that, US?
I might need to buy a Leo for myself.
That's not bad for a plushie.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
Now, if they make one of Larry.
You can get Shamu, Mowgli.
No.
Babar
and
Cat Girl.
I won't get into it until the episode, but the reasoning behind these plushies is
you
really
fucked that up.
Really fucking awesome.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking that it would be weird to have them because they're meant for the Rangers. They're not meant for us.
Yeah, we can have them. Meh. I would love to have a plush of Leo in my room.
I'm so waiting for a plush of Yamato.
It'll go well with my Build-A-Bear Raphael and Build-A-Bear Bear,
I mean. I just like how each of them has like their eye colors match up to the ranger suit, except Amu, who's just cyan.
Yeah. All right. What?
Blue eyes, you fuck.
All right. What's the next news story?
All right. Last news story. Something
yes!
Ultraman related.
Finally, after two fucking weeks,
Ultraman Orb is not being released on Crunchyroll.
Yes,
I'm sorry, Gunner. That's a lie.
But yeah,
Ultraman Orb, the latest entry in the Ultra series, joins Crunchyroll's summer schedule.
Yes!
The second to be simulcast after last year's Ultraman X.
Oh, thank you.
Crunchyroll posted the following tweet, coming this summer to Crunchyroll,
so
Ultraman
just
Orb.
Just letting everyone know, we're probably going to be watching this for the last of our month.
No, it's funny because on Facebook, they're like, what summer anime are you looking for? Me, Ultraman Orb, do it now. Now, send.
So, Ultraman Orb launches Thursday, July 8th at 7 p.m. as per Crunchyroll's post,
which means
it's already out! And Gar has left!
Gar is gonna watch it right now!
Wait, it's not even out yet.
Wait a minute!
Well, it's...
Oh.
It's
wait
says.
A minute!
Thursday.
Mr. Big!
Uh-oh.
Today is Friday.
Okay, Crunchyroll, don't lie to me. Don't!
For Crunchyroll members worldwide, except Asia...
Because
what the fuck's with that?
Because they already have it, you stupid idiot!
They have television.
Ichinobaka!
Ultraman 80, Gaia, Ginga, Leo, Max, maybe it's Nexus X. Where's Orb, you fucks? You fucking liar.
The main character's name is Guy Kurenai? That's the main character.
Okay, Gar,
give
Crunchyroll a bit. Maybe by tomorrow night, check again and it'll be there.
Gar, not available.
It said worldwide!
First Pokemon Go, now this!
Right there, worldwide!
Except Asia.
Yeah, Canada's not worldwide. We're
on hold
on,
there's a link
wait,
right to it.
Wait.
There it is. Ultraman Orb.
Not available in Canada.
This is a sample clip. To watch the full video, start a free trial. There you go.
Are you alright?
No.
Gar's fangasming. He's been looking forward to this.
It looks really cool.
I know. Yeah, he's a fusion of different Ultramans.
But I've never actually seen an Ultraman. The first Ultraman thing I saw was today for today's episode of Cast.
That's cool.
There you go.
I never knew what Ultraman was until I watched the dub of Tiga.
Actually,
I knew who he was, but
when you see Dave tomorrow's, can you ask him about like
maybe you not talk about this while we're recording.
Yeah, we'll talk about it afterwards.
All right.
Don't be making shady behind Timmy's deals.
Hey.
Canadian.
But those are the best kind.
Okay, don't be making shady behind Timmy's deals like while we're on the air.
Like
all right.
Anyways,
this has been extra.
Oh, okay.
Bye, everyone. Just bye. Bye. Stop the recording, Ichi.
Thank you for listening.